Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
I don't know how Joe gets away with that filth on RTE Radio 1. Filthy stuff about chocolate and ice cream. And you could have one at a festival. Oh, what a segue. What a superb segue that is. Are you festival ready? Seriously, though, because if you are, and if you intend to head to a few gigs this summer, you might, you know, Glastonbury's ahead of us this week, an awful lot of festivals ahead of us this summer. You might think of your ears, because the experts are saying that the loud sounds and the thumping effects could be detrimental to your ears. Let's join now Brendan Lennon, who's Director of Advocacy at Chime. Brendan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Cormac.
Now, you're the national organisation for people with hearing loss in Ireland, and an awful lot of festival goers will never ever think of hearing loss, will they, when they go for the loud bangs and the music and the decibel levels that you can barely listen to. But that's a warning, isn't it?
It is indeed, Cormac. I know many of us heading to festivals and heading to a concert, you're full of the joys. You're just looking forward to hearing the music. And often we don't think of, you know, just how loud that music might be and the potential for long-term damage to our hearing.
How does it damage? I mean, what's the science behind it? How does it damage the hearing?
Well, you know, the main damage is caused to the inner ear. We have a cochlea that's part of the inner ear, and mm-hmm. inside that are tiny microscopic hair cells, little hairs. And as we hear sounds, those little hairs vibrate. And the more they vibrate, more for loud sounds and so on. And that's how it's one of the key parts of the hearing mechanism. So if we go along to something like a concert, we're exposing ourselves to sound for a long period of time. Those little hair cells are working overtime in that kind of environment. And how we'll know that is that when we leave the concert or we go off into a quiet environment after, we'll notice perhaps that there's some ringing in our ears.
Yeah.
And that's those little tiny hair cells are literally trembling with the workout we've given them. And that ringing in our ears is a sign of permanent hearing damage that will accumulate over time.
Permanent?
Yes.
My God. So yeah. the problem here is, if I'm at a festival and my favourite band are playing, I gravitate towards the music. I go towards the stage and the speakers. Bad idea or good idea, Brendan?
Well, I think you've guessed it, Cormac. It's a bad idea.
You're setting me up here as a killjoy, Brendan, though.
Yes, exactly. Well, if you're in the pit, the likelihood is, you know, you're probably in that, you know, zone where the sound is really, really loud. And the closer we are to the sound source, you know, the greater the intensity of the sound. It really increases as you, you know, get closer to the speaker.
But I'm only in the pit for 2 or 3 hours.
So when we talk about rock concerts, we're talking about sounds, you know, we're close to the speakers. We're talking about sounds in excess of 100 decibels, 110 decibels.
Yeah.
You can literally only be in that environment for a couple of minutes.
What's the safe
before
level?
Before you're going to cause damage.
What's the safe level?
So safe listening level is like 80 decibels for up to 8 hours a day. So that's, you know, there's no problem with that. And that's like the sound level of a busy street.
Yeah.
If we take something like a lawnmower, that might be 90 decibels.
Okay,
so,
wow.
You know,
what if I get carried away, right, Brendan, and I rip a part of my shirt off, right, and stick little bits of cloth in my ears? Will that save me?
Well, if you put cloth in your ear, you might actually cause some other damage there. But we certainly would say the length of time you expose yourself. So at these loud sounds, we're talking minutes, not hours. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get in the pit, you really got to think, how am I going to protect myself in there? So we would be saying, get some good quality earplugs. Ones don't get, you know, those foam ones, they tend to muffle the sound. So you'll feel a bit frustrated. I'm not hearing the full sound. So invest in a pair of good earplugs if you want to be in the pit, Cormac. Ones that, you know, will give you the sound clarity, but will reduce the intensity of the sound so that you can be safe in there and not causing your hearing any damage.
And then I won't have to go topless for the good of humanity. Look, that's best advice. Director of Advocacy with Chime, Brendan Lennon. Thank you very much indeed.